Okay, are you trying to buy your first house? Maybe you're trying to buy your second house, like maybe move up. Maybe you bought that house already and you're just trying to follow mortgage rates to see if you can get a little more home affordability. Well, mortgage rates don't move randomly. So what we're going to talk about today is, well, last week we got a fantastic jobs report. This week we're going to get the inflation numbers. I'm going to try to explain to you how all that plays a role in these things over through here, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of the Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. You need some help with the mortgage? I'll give you that at the end of this video. Let's get to these things because that's why you're here. So mortgage rates, they finished last week at a number I don't like, 666. I told you they were going to jump last week because we had a jobs report number that came in better than expected. So you might be thinking, okay, we got a jobs report's better than expected. Now we're going to get inflation. You tell us to watch oil. Well, how does all this work? Well, let's get to today's news, folks. So right now we have mortgage rates on the 30-year fix. It's at 6.66. I'm going to go over all these rates with you later in this video. But let's get over to the news to see where the markets are taking us today. And if you guys follow me, you know each day I like to start with the chart. So all you need to understand is this chart right through here. If that number is green, that's good. Okay, this is the mortgage bond price. Okay, as the price goes up, rates come down. Just think of it as a yin yang. Okay, this goes up, that's good news. That means mortgage rates come down. Here's what happened Friday. So on Friday, we had that jobs report. Remember the jobs report right through here? 172,000 jobs were created last month. And then the previous month was revised and we got an extra 90,000 jobs, I think, right through here. The 2 months were 93,000 stronger than the previous report. So the jobs market is fantastic right now. So then you're thinking, okay, what happened Friday? Well, let's look at the chart. This is bad. Okay, remember I said if this chart goes down, that's bad news. Well, yeah, let's look at last week's chart. You see something here, it just doesn't make sense, right here. Okay, so what happened? Well, Friday, the jobs report came in. So let me put this in perspective. The Federal Reserve's looking at this and they're saying, okay, we need either one of these or kind of two of these to happen. We need the jobs market to get a little worse and we need inflation to come down, and the opposites are happening. So here's the data that we got last week. I'm going to show you how good that was. And then we're going to get those inflation numbers this week that will play a role, a huge role in mortgage rates. And I'll explain to you why. So the first thing, let's go over to here. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. This is what the markets monitor. Right through here. Okay, inflation, they monitor the PCE. We're going to get two components of this week. We're going to get the CPI, consumer inflation, and producer inflation to kind of give you a beat on where that is. And then the unemployment rate, it came in last Friday, stayed sticky at 4.3, 172,000 jobs created, and the markets were looking for like 80. So it was twice as good as expected. So now the Federal Reserve is saying, okay, we aren't going to cut rates. Inflation's too high and the jobs market's good. So what's going to affect the markets? Well, let's get over to the last piece of the puzzle we want to look at. The biggest thing coming in right now is oil. Okay, oil, if you watch oil right now, I've been telling you that since the Iranian war. I'm like, just watch oil, and that's going to tell you where the market's going. So if you have the news today, Iran announces end of military operations. Again, against Israel, but warns Lebanon strikes could trigger escalation. So right now, there seems to be a ceasefire with the countries right now. We'll see how that goes. But the good news behind this is oil prices are pulling back. So if you have oil prices retreating right now, what's most likely the market's going to do? Well, let's get over to it. So if we go to the stock market, here's what most likely happens. Well, this isn't telling us oil goes down, so it must have popped just a little bit. But the markets are saying, okay, oil prices are down. They're about $90 a barrel. The Kalshi markets, this is interesting. The Kalshi markets is saying oil is $85 or above, but it's not going to go to 90. So the predictions market's telling us oil is going to stay between $85 and $90 a barrel. Well, let's get over to it. If we go to oil and it's going to stay, well, it's going to drop a little bit, $85 to $90 a barrel, the markets are going to love it because they're going to say, okay, if oil can start to come down, that means inflation is going to come down. That means the other parts of the market, like the equity markets, interest rates, and everything else will kind of pop from there. Well, let's go and see what the pre-markets, here we go. Okay, so we got oil down on that ceasefire, but we're going to watch inflation this week. But here's what you watch. Look, at just because of, look, stocks gain as chips rebound from rout, Iran halts Israel attacks. So last week we had a huge debacle in the NASDAQ, which is the tech stocks. They're having a rebound today. And again, Iran halts Israel tax. So that's going to be good news to the markets. You got the Dow Jones up almost 200 points. We have the NASDAQ that got kind of pounded last Friday, about 1,000 points. It's gaining back about half of that right now, based on right through here, the Israel tax. So if you just focus in on oil, the Israel-Iran situation and us and them, you're going to get a beat on what's going to take place in the markets. But let's get over to the economic news we got coming this week. So let's break it down. We have an inflation number that's coming in this week, but we had that jobs report came in last week better than anybody expected. So now here's what our thoughts are coming down the pike. Let me know what you guys think. Where do you think these inflationaries are going to come? But this week, we're going to get a couple different components. Here's what I want you guys to pay attention to. We got on Monday, consumer inflation expectations, 3.6. That's coming in about an hour. But here's the numbers that we're going to get this week. Tuesday, we're going to get ADP. Now, I used to hate ADP, but their numbers are actually getting a lot better. Okay, so we're going to focus in on where the jobs report is. But based on last week's number, we still have the unemployment rate at 4.3, so it's not moving any worse. The Federal Reserve thought it would go to at least 5, even more than 5. So that's playing a good role now. We're going to get exports, imports, trade imbalances, existing home sales. Now, remember a couple weeks ago, we had that number that came in. It was like the home sales were down 11%, but those were new home sales. So now we're going to watch this week what existing home sales are going to do. They're saying the last reading right through here was 4.02 million. Well, they're saying it's going to go up a little bit. It's going to be intriguing on how that comes in. Then here's where the numbers start to come in. Now, here's what's going to be interesting about these numbers. They're going to be more important than a lot of people think. And here's why. We're trying to figure out, once the Iranian war ends, what's going to happen with inflation. Okay, what this is going to tell us is how much of it is oil and energy related. Let me explain. So if you look at Wednesday's numbers, you're going to get core CPI MOM. You're going to get core CPI YOY. You're going to get CPI MOM. And you're going to get CPI YOY. What is all these? Well, it's CPI. CPI basically is consumer inflation. They take a basket of stuff and they price it 1 year versus the next, or 1 month versus the next, to see where the prices are going. Are they going up or down? Okay, so that's going to give us a month over month reading and a year over year reading. Okay, but the interesting thing is this. You have core, then you have the number down here that doesn't have core. Well, what does that mean? Well, core means they're taking out energy, oil. So if you take energy out of this equation, where's the inflation looking like? This is going to be a huge number coming in this week, because it's going to tell us, is oil a huge part of inflation, or is it just oil? Okay, so let's go down and see what the analysts are telling us. They're saying the core CPI month over month, that's what we're really focusing in on. We want to see what the recent reactions are to this. They're saying it's going from 0.4 to 0.5. Okay, 0.1. Not a big increase. You go down through here, year over year, they're saying it's going to go from 2.8 to 2.9. So if prices went up on you by 0.1, you'd be like, okay. But let's go over and look at it when you throw in the energy prices when it comes to prices. So they're saying now consumer inflation with energy prices locked in is going from 0.6 to 0.3. How in the world that's going to happen? I have no idea. How can it go down in May, especially when we have oil prices still elevated? In this case, in May, it was $100 a barrel. And then you go look at year over year. Well, that's where it's really getting a whack. So they're saying it's going from 3.8 to 4.2. I'm going to say I'm in with this, but I'm not in with a month over month. I'm saying the month over month is going to be higher than the previous number, and much higher than people expected. So that's on the consumer side. So we're going to focus in on the core in that. Then you go over to Thursday, and we're going to get the same numbers on the producer side. And they're going to say, they're saying now the producer inflation is going from 1 to 0.5. Again, it's the core. They're saying the other, the PPI, is going to go from 1.4 to 0.7. I don't think these numbers are going to add up, and that's what's going to, the markets are going to react. So let me know your thoughts are down below. Do you think the inflationary numbers on the consumer side and the producer side are actually going to go down month over month and year over year? So that's what we're going to look at. Friday, we're going to get a whole bunch of information, but we really want to focus in on where the inflation numbers are going to go. So now you go over to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is going to meet in 9 days, and we're going to have a live event that day. And what the Federal Reserve is going to do, and I'll show you here in a second, they're most likely going to do absolutely nothing. Okay, but the intriguing part of this is we have a brand new Fed official that Trump handpicked. They got it through Congress, got him vetted through, and now this is his first meeting coming into it. So is he going to cut like everybody thought he was going to do? And I think when the president put him in there, he's like, okay, with the inflation numbers we had at that point, yeah, you could cut. You can't cut anymore. So let's look at the expectations of what the Federal Reserve's expected to do in 9 days. You go down through here, and the federal funds rate is 3.5, 3.75, nothing. There's a 98% chance the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything at the next meeting. But you guys know, just because the Federal Reserve cuts or doesn't cut doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to do anything. Remember, I think it was 2023 and 2024, the Federal Reserve cut rates. And in 2023, within 4 trading days, they cut rates by 50 basis points, which is 0.5%. Mortgage rates jumped almost 1% within 1 week of trading. So that's the intriguing part of that. So what do I think is going to happen with mortgage rates? Well, I'll give you my forecast here in a second. But the one thing I want you guys to understand is, how do you get a lot of tools to figure out? I don't want to just come in here and give you the data. I want to help you guys understand, if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you're looking to buy that second house, move up. Maybe you're trying to track rates, refinance. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of tools for free that you guys can access. Just go, my store's down below. It's called Stan Store. Stan.store/truefoundations. And this is what you're going to get. You're going to get mortgage payment app. This is actually going to tell you down to the penny what your payment's going to be. If you're looking to buy your first house, this is the app for you right through here. Even if it's your secondary house, plug your information into here. It's going to break it all down saying, okay, here's how much you can afford, and here's all the programs that you're approved for, and each one of them broken down into detail to help you figure out which one is best for you. But let's get over to, what am I advising my clients? Because I come in each day and tell you guys all this news, but here's what my expectations are. So I'm going to give you a short-term, kind of a midterm, and a long-term outlook on these. So if you're a homeowner right now, I'd want you to put my information into my website, and I'll track some things for you. I'll track the rate and your mortgage payment. I'll explain that in a second. But if you're getting a house under contract right now, hopefully you got pre-approved, hopefully by us, and you got pre-approved at a rate maybe like 7%. So if you can get approved at 7% and you can afford it, well, when rates are at 6.6 or 6.5 or 6.25, maybe 5.99, that'll make the housing a little more affordable for you. But I'm suggesting we get a contract in, we're locking, because we can't afford, like on Friday when rates went up almost 0.125%, we'll go back there, I'll show you the adjustment. So when we're getting contracts in there right now for home buyers, lock them in. That's what we're doing. But let's say what's going to happen in the next 2, 3, 4 months, and then let's look down the road what my expectations are there. So over the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to watch the Iranian situation and oil. All the other numbers are irrelevant, and they are actually irrelevant at this time until the war's over. And then look at the Kalshi predictions, where they're saying oil prices are going to be below 90, maybe down to 80. Well, what's most likely going to happen with inflation? It'll start to deteriorate. So what's going to happen at that point? Well, the Federal Reserve might have the opportunity to cut rates. But even if they don't, you're going to see the inflation numbers starting to come down, like the CPI, this PPI, and the PCE that the Federal Reserve monitors. So monitor the war. That's going to be your predicate of when you should lock in, or what the future is bringing us. Now, if you're looking to build, a year from now, I think you're in the catbird seat. Because here's what my thoughts are. The war is going to end. It's going to end maybe in a couple weeks or maybe a month or so. After oil settles in to its trading ranges, you're going to see inflation coming down to point, and you're going to see the Fed actually going, phew, and then they'll maybe have the opportunity to cut rates. That might be in Q4. So that's my expectations there. But if you're a homeowner right now, I'll give you one tool. Go to my website. This is going to be a bunch of tools for you. So folks, I just tell you a little bit about myself, and then we're going to go back to the chart, see where the chart is right now. So my name is Dan Ferriero. Like I said, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We have a slogan. It's pretty interesting. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Why? Reach out to us. We'd love to help you. So if you're a homeowner right now, put your information right into this is RateWatch 2.2. What you're going to do is plug in all your mortgage information and give me two things you want me to monitor: your rate, So when it hits a certain rate, I'll call you, text you, and email you, or a certain payment. Let's say I want to save $200, $300, $400 a month. I'll let you know. We don't sell the data. We'll track it for you. If you want to track rates on a daily basis, just go over to here. You're going to see mortgage rates. You're going to click it. Here's what's going to happen. This is going to pop up. This is going to give you all the rates that you have across the board when it comes to the 30-year fixed, FHA, VA, USDA, and all the news that you need to know between there. But let's get over to any questions that you guys might have, and then we'll get end with the chart and see where rates are going for the day. Statler, my man, what's up? I don't know if you're a man, so my bad. Let's go in. Hey, Nova, thanks for joining us today. We raise in rates like a grape in the desert. What? Let's see if I can figure this one out. Okay, let's see what we got today. Brent crude is at $94, still under $100. When the shortage actually starts happening, and this is going to 200 overnight, I don't understand why someone sneezed last year, and I don't know what. Let's see. I don't understand why someone sneezed last year, and I'd be paying $1 more for 4 gas. Alrighty. Thoughts on the saving rates of American people hitting record low? Yeah, that's an interesting comment that you have there. So here's why I do my videos. Well, you saw that last week. Thoughts on savings rates hitting the lowest levels in history. The financial literacy in the U.S. is worse now than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and even 15 years ago. And that's why I started this channel. I think a lot of people that call in don't understand how rates work. They're like, okay, the bank comes in and just makes up a rate, or there's one fixed rate for everybody. You know, today, if you're calling in, you want a 30-year fixed rate, it's 6.6. It doesn't work that way. There's a ton of components that affect your rate. In your rate, two different people coming in today that are looking for to buy a house, their rate's probably going to be completely different, even down to the fees. So that's why we do what we do on a daily basis. My goal is to help educate you guys on actually what's causing these things to change and the whys behind it. So the tools I give you, they're all for free. My goal is to help you guys understand the markets, and the savings rates are bad. Let me give you here. Let's pop in this. I didn't want to bring this up, but we have I don't know if you guys remember, but several months ago, for about a year, I was tracking stocks just to help people understand, you know, when we talk about the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, what is it? What affects them? What is it? If I said the Dow Jones is up 100 points today, you might be saying, okay, who cares? Well, let me show you why you might want to care. We got a portfolio right here, the rate update. So I created this about a year ago. And here's where we are today. If you invested or just followed along with me, here's kind of where you'd be. So our stock portfolio, I haven't done this in a while, it is up 26% since about this time last year. Okay, so here's some of the stocks that we bought and the ETFs and other things. And I went through and explained to you guys what these are and how they affect things. But if you would, you know, look at some of these videos I did in the past. You might be able to go into one of these funds and just put in $10 a month, $50 a month. Every little bit helps, because every dime that you put in savings, you know, you can start understanding how the markets work. So that's my goal, is just financial literacy and help you guys understand the terminology with this, why oil does what it does and why it affects mortgage rates. Kind of say, if I'm like, oil's down today, $5, the last thing most people think is, okay, what's the other pieces of the market doing? Are the stock market's up? How's this affecting mortgage rates and bonds? Most people don't care. That's why I come in each day and said, you know, most likely you're a homeowner or home buyer looking to try to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So watching this video now, hopefully you understand a little bit more of the whys behind it. Are we going to see any lower rates anytime soon? Well, yeah, a good question. That's what we've been talking about. So the only thing I want you guys to do is subscribe down there and then watch oil. Okay, so once the conflict's over in Iran, that's when I really come into play with this, because I'm going to give you the technicals behind things. I'm going to show you how the financial markets are affecting mortgage rates, how the Fed has some, you know, diligence on what the markets are doing with mortgage rates, but how they don't have as much control as you think. And then what actually causes mortgage rates to move and the whys behind it. So folks, that is it for today. Unless you have any, let's see, have you made a video recasting a mortgage before. You know what? I'll work on some of these things. If you have any ideas for videos, they'll be starting to post tomorrow. So here's our new agenda for the weeks coming up. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will be live. Friday, it'll be in the morning, but we're adjusting that time right now because I'd like to come in and give you my recap for the week and what's down the pike in the following week. Because like last week, if you looked at this, you're seeing that inflation numbers are coming in this week, and now we're looking at the inflation numbers. So that's what we're hoping to do, but we're also going to put together a lot of videos to help you guys understand different programs, how rates really work, and things like that. So give me some of your comments down below. I'd love to read those and work on some of those videos for you guys out there. But no other questions. Let's get over and let's end with the chart. So yeah, this is a pretty scary chart. So we go to the 1 day chart, and right now we are -2. I'm gonna say that's flat as a pancake. So unless this really moves 10 points or more, you're really not going to see mortgage rates being affected. So that is it for today, folks. If you need some help with a mortgage, if you're looking to refinance or buy or a reverse mortgage, a debt consolidation, you're an investor looking for DSCR loans, please check out our website right through here and all the tools that we have for you on the Stand store. So that's what I'm looking for right now. If you're looking to lock, float, or the whys behind it, and you're a homeowner, home buyer trying to monitor rates, please subscribe, join me each day. Other than that, I hope to see you back here tomorrow. No, Wednesday at the opening bell, so we can figure out what's going to go on with these and